This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Black Friday or bust.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This may be the one day the economy looks good for a while. All depends on whether people are buying. The retail sector is desperate for a strong start to the holiday shopping season. And all over the country, we do have reports of crowded malls and stores. Marketplace editor Patty Hirsch called in from the Great Mall in San Jose, California. Patty, what time did you get there?
I got here at 12:30. The doors here opened at midnight. We would have got here at midnight, except there was a 2 or 3 mile line to get into the parking lot down the street, so we actually couldn't get in until 12:30.
Wow. And how about inside the mall? What's it like there?
It's a mob scene, the only way I can describe it. It's difficult to walk at more than shuffle pace in the stores and even in between the stores. It's absolutely crammed with people.
And what are you doing there?
Well, I'm standing in line. I'm with a group of 6 or 7 women, and I'm clutching various pairs of pants and shoes and scarves as I shuffle forward in the line at Saks Fifth, waiting to pay for everything.
6 or 7 women?
Yes. You know, I'm just I'm the token guy here, and I'm doing a lot of the paying, and I'm doing the holding while they do all the shopping.
You've been covering this story for a while now, retail sales and all that. Were you surprised to find so many people at the mall? I mean, a 2 or 3 mile line?
I was very surprised to see the length of the line, but what's more surprising is the fact that while there were a huge amount of people in this mall, I'm not actually seeing people buying that much. People aren't toting enormous bags or many, many bags. I think that a lot of the stores are not cutting costs enough or cutting prices enough. I'm seeing 30, 40, and in some cases 50% knockoffs, but nothing more than that. I'm not seeing the big 60, 70, 75 that I might have expected in this economy.
But it sounds like you bought some stuff.
Well, I've got a few things here. I bought a pair of shoes for myself. I haven't bought a pair of shoes all year, so I figure I can splash out once.
All right. Patty Hirsch at the Great Mall in San Jose, California. Thanks.
Cheers, Scott.
Among the specials that are out there today, Target has a high-def TV set for $300. Walmart selling a Blu-ray DVD player for $130. And Best Buy has a Toshiba laptop for $380. For people hoping to get a retail job this holiday season, it very well may depend on what happens this weekend. Andrea Gardner explains.
With millions of people out of work or looking for second jobs, the mall is no longer just a place to shop. It's a place to work. But retail expert John Challenger says holiday hiring is off to a slow start. Retailers added just 66,000 new people in October.
That's the lowest we've seen since 1991 and suggests that retailers are being very cautious about hiring too early. They're waiting to see just how much traffic comes in their doors.
The long Thanksgiving weekend will be key. If sales beat the gloomy predictions, Challenger says retailers will take a second look at their stacks of job applications.
They also know they can hire at the last minute because there are 2.8 million more people out of work this year than there were last year at the same time.
And with so many people eager to work the sales floor, retailers have the upper hand. They know applicants will settle for fewer hours and minimum wage. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
The stock markets are on a bit of a winning streak this week. In Asia today, the markets closed with gains of about 2%. Even shares in India had gains, despite this week's terrorist attacks. European shares are down a fraction so far. Wall Street has a half day today. The Dow is at 8726.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivein.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
The hurricane season ends Sunday. 6 storms hit the U.S. mainland. Ike did $8 billion of damage in Texas, and the drunken Hurricane Fay hit Florida 4 separate times. That storm provided a test case for a web-based network dubbed Hurricane Facebook. Dan Gretsch reports from Miami.
BizRecovery.org bills itself as a clearinghouse of information that businesses need to reopen quickly after a storm. The site aims to answer questions like, were branch offices damaged? Are nearby roads and banks reopened? Are suppliers back up and running? The site also has a social networking feature that allows managers and employees to stay in touch during a storm. And like Facebook, it's free. Yi Deng is Dean of Computer Science at Florida International University in Miami. He helped develop the Business Continuity Information Network, better known as Beacon.
After a major disaster like a hurricane, everybody is in the dark. Through this network, businesses are provided with accurate, reliable, and real-time information. And with that, they can make a sound business decision.
You'd think a site like this would already exist, but it turns out collecting this kind of information in a single place is a mammoth undertaking. It took 3 years and $500,000 to develop. This past hurricane season, 100 businesses in South Florida volunteered to pilot Beacon. Among them was IBM. Juan Caraballo with IBM says Beacon sends a clear signal to businesses.
You're not on your own. It allows us to find each other, and by doing that, help each other. Think neighbor to neighbor, but in this case, it's business to business.
And businesses are eager to join, including Kaplan Higher Ed, the billion-dollar virtual education arm of the test prep company. Kaplan's Samuel Hoffner says Beacon finally brings disaster recovery into the internet age.
There's nothing that I know about like this.
Beacon is expected to be rolled out across Florida in time for the next hurricane season. Developers say if even just a fraction of those businesses use the network to speed up their disaster recovery, hundreds of millions of dollars could be saved. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.